Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Chris Ryer, who is director of the Baltimore City Department of Planning. And Chris is here today to talk to us about the various things that the planning department is doing to improve Baltimore. So, Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I know you're busy. Could you please tell us first, for those that haven't heard it, a little bit about the Department of Planning?
Sure. My title is Director of Planning for the City of Baltimore. It's a department of about 50 people. One thing I think most people know about planners is we try to think ahead. We're the futurists of the city, so we're always thinking ahead. As director, this is actually the third time I've worked for the department over the last 30 or 35 years. I'm originally from Baltimore, born in Baltimore, but I left when I was 10 and returned when I was 30. And I lived in D.C., I lived in New Orleans, and I lived in California all in between those years. And I literally started in the department as an intern back in the 80s when William Donald Schaefer was the mayor. And the reason I started here is because the department has a very robust community planning section, which is extremely, how do I explain it? It's very grassroots oriented. And community planners get the privilege of going out in the neighborhoods every day in the city and working with average citizens and businesses and community organizations and nonprofits on a geographic area. And my original geographic area was Southeast Baltimore, and it was just the most wonderful, rewarding job I think I ever have had and probably ever will have. So I got that sort of as an intern. Most people don't know that you can go to graduate school for urban planning or city planning. And at the time, Baltimore City had a community planning program within the School of Social Work. It used to be called the School of Social Work and Community Planning in downtown Baltimore. And it was one of the only community planning programs in the whole nation. So it felt like, you know, it was a really good fit. And it fed right into this department really well. The department, it's an old department. It goes back, its charter function goes back to the 1930s. And it, there's a good and bad side to all this, you may know from history, but, the original mission of the department was to sort of regulate the physical development of the city, the physical land use of the city. That was the original charter function of the Planning Commission and the Department of Planning, which staffs the Planning Commission. And many other roles have evolved since then. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt, Chris, could you give us some contact information? How can somebody learn more about the department?
Well, I would refer you, I'll have to answer that later. I'll refer you to some write-ups by our staff in CHAP. The CHAP is the Commission, CHAP stands for the Commission for Historic and Architectural Preservation. And they are the preservation agency of the city. They are embedded in the Department of Planning. And they are half a dozen really sharp historians, not just of the building stock of the city, but also the city's history. So you'll see if you look at our every 10 years or so, we publish a comprehensive plan. Usually the first part of everything we do is taking a look back at the history of the whatever the situation is. If it's a citywide plan and a citywide history, if it's a neighborhood plan, then a neighborhood history. Mm-hmm. So that would be, we also maintain the commission, the CHAP commission's library. So if you want to look up your old, you know, your old registers, your old directories to find out where your great grandfather lived in the 1920s or something, that's what the CHAP library can help you with.
Oh, that's great. That's great. What would be a the website for checking out the different things in the department?
Sure. Our website is baltimoreplanning.org. There's a lot on it. You're not going to find I guess it's almost too much on it. I hate to say it, but I don't think you're going to find the types of history that you're looking for, but you're going to find an awful lot of useful information, as well as sort of our current activities.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So if you planning.baltimorecity.gov, and then there's a welcome page, sort of a landing page, where it explains the divisions, the staff. You can sign up for our newsletters, the certain ongoing programs and initiatives, everything. You can look at the capital budget. You can look at, you know, the whole page on resources, which list the various planning documents we've created, but also the documents you use to plan development in the city. So,
yeah.
Like I say, our charter functions to oversee the physical development of the city.
Right.
So we have a whole division that does that. They essentially staff the planning commission, and the planning commission reviews the multiple types of development that can occur in the city. And anything that involves an ordinance, for example, a zoning change would involve an ordinance, then the commission advises the city council on that
mm-hmm.
ordinance.
And then the city council and the mayor make the final decision.
Correct. That
yeah.
is correct.
Yeah.
Now,
you've been
there. There's two other commissions that uh-huh. the department supports. It supports the Historic Preservation Commission, again, which we call CHAP. And they have a staff of half a dozen people, and they review a different variety of development projects. They review projects that are in a local historic district. Local historic district is I think the oldest one in the city is Bolton Hill, but they are the very strictly regulated historic areas where you're really focused on trying to preserve the original character of the area.
Mm-hmm.
And these are neighborhoods where people really want that kind of oversight, and we have a couple of people that review every and all permits there.
Yeah, they must be busy, huh?
They are. They also each local district has a volunteer committee of neighbors that advise the CHAP. So there is some wiggle room around how strict you want to be.
Right.
So some neighborhoods want to be totally, they want to regulate the color of your front door,
right.
even
yeah.
though paint is not necessarily a permanent improvement, they're after maintaining a certain look for a certain period in the neighborhood. Other local districts aren't that strict in the way they interpret the regulations.
Okay.
CHAP also oversees a very generous and successful tax credit for historic preservation that makes a lot of projects work, is very helpful with affordability. As you know, the city has a tax rate that's high. It's double surrounding jurisdictions. And if you make a large amount of improvements to your property, then the taxes go up. Well, if you make those improvements historically correct, then there is a 10-year abatement on those tax increases, which really, that can knock $200 a month off of your mortgage payment.
Wow, that's great.
And it also preserves the character, and there's a lot of data showing that historic preservation creates more jobs than non-historic preservation.
Right. And let me ask you, Chris, the capital improvement program is, I guess, another example of where the planning department is really operating behind the scenes in many ways, but also comes up when you complete something for public input. How could the public get more involved in things like that?
Oh, great question. We'll go to our website. Everything is on there. What the way the capital budget works is every fall we send out a letter to the, I think there are 8 or 9 agencies that participate in the capital budget. Capital budget, now again, the definition of it is permanent physical improvements. So projects over $50,000 or $100,000 that are of a permanent nature. So every fall,
a new library, yep. A bridge,
transportation, water, public facilities, police stations, fire stations, libraries, city hall, Woolman building, the whole gamut of property owned by the city of Baltimore, as well as some private investment. The Department of Housing and Community Development, the Baltimore Development Corporation, they participate in the capital budget. Some of their projects may involve loans or grants to homeowners for weatherization or, new furnace, emergency repairs, those kinds of things. Some of it is made on private property also.
Right.
When
that program is developed, I know you have, hearings on it, right?
Correct. Starting in January of every year, every January, the Planning Commission holds a couple of marathon sessions where every agency comes and presents in detail what they are charged with maintaining, what they are charged to do with the capital budget, and then what their priorities are. And let's be real, the capital need is about 10 times the amount of money, at least 10 times the amount of money.
That's so, probably for everywhere, huh?
Yep, and the agencies have to figure that out, but at the end of the day, the Planning Commission has to make all those requests fit the budget.
Right.
And they recommend that on to the City Council, and it gets incorporated into the operating budget of the city. So if somebody's interested, so my first advice to people, if there's a project they're interested in, they should talk to the agency that implements it, because only that agency can originate a project.
Mm-hmm.
The planning department cannot originate a project. But then come January, February, we try to make all the projects fit into the available funding.
Right.
And that's the public process. Right.
Great. Thank you, Chris. Unfortunately, though, we're about out of time. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please, for the Department of Planning?
Sure. It's http://planning.baltimorecity.gov. And hit Google Welcome and you'll hit the landing page. I would urge people to look for the upcoming comprehensive planning process, which is state mandated every 10 years after the census. We call ours this year Our Baltimore, and you'll see opportunities to get involved there.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. 15 goes too quickly.
Yeah, sure does.
For Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank our guest, Chris Ryer, who is director of the Baltimore City Department of Planning, for being our guest today. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us. And
thanks.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.